Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio. I believe our host has been caught in cross-town traffic. He hasn't joined us yet. So we do have an exciting show for you today. So we're hoping that our host will come on soon. But this is Sight and Vision, which is a weekly radio show. We're heard here every Friday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Our target demographic are persons with disabilities and senior citizens who may be experiencing age-related limitations, whether it's blindness, hearing loss, or other or physical disabilities. The disability community is the one community you can join at any age or any stage. Our host, Ray Razor, has been blind for over 50 years, and he brings to the listening audience guests who are actively active in the disability community and share their experiences with our guests. So apparently he has gotten across town, and our host is now joining us. Welcome. I did a little introduction while we were waiting for you. We thought maybe you were caught in cross town traffic.
Always, always. Thank you. Good evening, good afternoon, and I shall. This is Reverend Ray. Greetings and welcome to Sight and Vision Disability Senior Talk Radio Show, a show about disability rights, disability services, and your disability dollar. Your voice and advocate, voice your concerns, voice your opinions, but please let your voice be heard. Our mission is to bring to you the people, the places, and the things that can change your life for the better, which is living independently, living more independently in your neighborhood and in your community. America, welcome to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor, your neighborhood networker. And our motto is, increase your network and you'll increase your net worth. Again, welcome to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. Again, I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor. Behind microphone number two is our hostess with the mostest, Miss Renee. Although I've been blind for more than 55 years, when I was a mere lad at 13 on 4th of July, a big firecracker, which we call a cherry bump, exploded in my face and blinded me in both eyes. But in spite of that, every morning I raise up, I feel blessed, highly favored, and I know God is good. Greetings, and how are you today, Miss Renee?
Ray, I'm in the holiday spirit. You know, I always complain when they start Christmas music and shopping sales before Thanksgiving, but now
I don't know why you breaking. Okay. I don't know why you breaking up, Miss Renee. You're breaking up somewhat.
Am I really? Well, we're having a little.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
Is
you
that better,
you found
sir? Okay. Oh, that's going on. So I'm just in the
You still breaking up for some reason. When you moved one time, you sounded okay. So I don't know what it is.
Okay. Okay, well, sometimes...
There you go, you sound better there.
With technology is...
yeah.
We don't love it.
No, we're hearing every other word for some reason.
Oh, man, we're going to have an equipment adjustment. I don't know what's going on. Is that better, sir?
That's better.
Okay. Well, our show rundown for today is The Adventures of Mr. Ray and Miss Raven. Then in the news, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the disability and senior community. And let's sign off with your challenge to us. with call to action. Let me tell you a little bit about our guest. Well, you see it, but you don't quite believe it. A canoe vessel with a dragon head and a tail. It's a dragon boat, part of the ancient sport of dragon boat racing. And our two guests, Eric Pfeiffer and Simon Henson-Jones, part of the D.C. Dragon Boat Club, are here to tell us more. So back over to everybody to most of the adventures of Mr. Ray and his seeing eye guide dog, Ms. Raven.
All right. I don't know what's going on. Okay. But you know, I like to start the show with the adventures of Reverend Ray and his German Shepherd seeing that dog, and this is his number 7, Miss Raven, that dog of wonder. And it is brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf Pet Store, and the Big Bad Wolf is located in Tacoma, Maryland, and the number there you can call is 202-747-3434, 202-747-3434, and you can go to their website, The Big Bad Wolf, and that wolf is woof.com, and they also deliver, so you can call Miss Penny, which is the proprietor, let her know you heard it on Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show, and she might throw a little something special in there for your pet. So, the adventures, Reverend Ray wanted to talk about this. We used, you know, Reverend Ray ain't doing a whole lot of adventuring right now with this COVID. But we would like to get your suggestions, some information or a tip. And one of the things that Reverend Ray didn't do for years, like I said, this is the number 7 guide dog. But it's so important to get your dog, especially a working dog, that you depend on. Even for your safety and all, or for your protection, is get them a optical wealth health plan. I'm telling you, so important these days. And they have various things, especially with this technology now. I mean, you have any kind of problem with your pet, you can call what they call a chat vet, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to describe if any whatever concern with your pet. Also, they got, you know, a number of vets or these doctors or clinics where, you know, you're in another town or you're on vacation or something. They can easily pull up your pet record and see what's going on with them. So, and they will notify you, you know, through your text message and all when your pet needs to come in to get whatever needs to be done. And like I said, I did not invest in this for years, and I probably could have avoided some situation with some of my guide dogs. But since I have, I'm telling you, it is a good tool to have in your tool box for your pet, especially, like I say, for those who have working animals, especially in the guide dog community. It is so important for you to have a optical wellness plan for your dogs. So, you know, so please consider that. And I won't they're not paying me, so I won't say what company I'm with right now. And hopefully they become a sponsor. But right now, that will be sponsored by The Big Bad Wolf. com. Please check them out. Let Miss Penny, the proprietor, know you heard it here. Again, that number is 202-747-3434. And back over to you, Miss Renee.
Well, it's a dragon boat. It's part of the ancient sport of dragon boat racing, and our two guests, Eric Pfeiffer and Simon Henson-Jones, are part of the D.C. Dragon Boat Club, and they're here to tell us more. Welcome, gentlemen.
Welcome, welcome. This is long overdue.
Hello,
Mr. Eric. And Mr. Simon?
Yes, hi. Good to be here.
Hi, Mr. Simon. Well, now, right away, Mr. Simon, I know what Eric's accent is, African-American. Mr. Simon, your accent is from where?
It's from England.
Oh, what part of England?
Well, I'm an army brat, and I was born in Malaysia, but I grew up in southeast England, and then my parents moved to the north. So it's sort of all around.
Wow, we have another brat
came here.
Wow, we have another brat on here, but she's not an army brat, but she's from Birmingham, England.
I'm a Brum.
Okay, Brum. My dad was in the British Army in a regiment that was based in Birmingham.
I tell people, you don't go to Birmingham. You usually end up in Birmingham. It's just not, you know, it's not much to see there, unfortunately. Let's get back to what we're going to talk about.
Dragon Ball, before you all have a Union Jack reunion. Okay, yeah.
Okay. For those who have never seen a Dragon Boat, can you, Eric, can you describe, you and Simon, describe a Dragon Boat for our listeners?
All righty, everyone. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. I've been dragon boating for going on 12 years. A boat is a long, long boat with 20 people in it, side by side, 10 rows, and we paddle to the beat of the drum, and the person in front beats the drum, and the person in the rear steers, and like I said, it's 20 of us, and we paddle to the beat of the drum, and we race each other. There's a 20-boat paddle, and there's a 10-boat. 10-person boat. I'm sorry. 20-person boat and a 10-person boat.
So we're going to get to the drum in a moment. So Eric mentioned that there is a steerer, and Simon, you're a certified steerer. So what does that entail exactly?
Well, you have to steer the boat in most races. There's a 200-meter race that we do and a 500-meter race, and you have to keep the boat straight so you don't bump into any of the other boats that you're racing against. And sometimes the steerer calls the paddle rate that you're supposed to be doing, but in our case, that's done by the drummer. And so I'm at the back of the boat steering, and my wife is the drummer. And she's at the front of the boat, and we have to kind of signal to each other what's happening in the race. And she is able to look back and see where the other boats are, whether they're gaining on us or what. So we encourage all the paddlers in between us to win. Paddle hard
to win. I love it. I love it. So now, did you have to take a special class or show your certification to become a certified steerer?
Yeah, at the wharf there's a place called a harbor patrol, which is like a river police. They're part of the Metropolitan Police, and they give a test on boating safety, so you can either do it online or you sit all day for classes, and at the end of the classes, at the end of the day, they give you a test on boating safety, which is, you know, how to steer the boat and keep out of other boats' way and who has the right of way and all that kind of stuff. And then if you pass the test at the end, they give you like a boating certificate rather like a driving license.
Wait a minute. So Simon, so it's not like a driving test, like you get your driver's license and didn't have to take a road test? You don't take a road test?
Yeah. No, it's a classroom thing, and they test you on, you know, if a boat's coming toward you from the left, what do you have to do, and Yeah, and different calls and lights and things and different boys with different colors. You have to know what they all are. So it's like a driving test, and you wind up with a like a boat driving license.
Right, right. But unlike a driving test, you don't have to go out and take a road test, though. Get on that all right. Well, we're going to be back. When you hear the music, that means Reverend Ray have to pay some people like Miss Renee and other staff people. And so he have to take a break and do commercials. And we'll come back on the other side because Christmas is coming up. And I think they won Christmas bonuses. So we'll take a break and bump out. And we'll come back on the other side with our very special guest on Isle of Sight Boat Racing, Miss Renee.
You are listening to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio. We are heard here. We are heard here every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Back over to Reverend Ray and our guests, Eric Pfeiffer and Simon Henson Jones from the Dragon Boat, from the D.C. Dragon Boat Club.
Yeah, and I just want to make a disclaimer that me and Miss Renee was one of the first, along with Eric Pfeiffer, and what was, I guess that was 2009, maybe 2008, something. No, well, I can't remember.
2010.
When we started this adventure, and we really, really enjoyed it, but I think we're a little older than Eric. I'm not sure. So our muscles and twisting ain't, but Dick didn't stay the same as Eric. give him a question.
Okay,
I believe it was 2009.
Yeah, yes, I thought it was 2009.
I found a picture.
And we had Renee. I had Renee and Ray in that boat paddling. I sure did.
Yes, you did. Well, I want to ask you a little bit more about the drummer. Now, Simon referred that his wife is the drummer. Now, what is the role of the drummer, and what kind of drum is used so that you can hear it as these 20 people, 10 rows of people are moving? So, Eric, what kind of drum is it? I mean, are you able to hear it over all that's going on out there as you're racing?
The drum is designed like a bongo drum. It's a little bigger, and she puts it between her legs. Her name is Robin. That's Simon's wife, and she beats, and we paddle to the beat of the drum. So when that drum hits, our paddles hit the water.
Oh.
Okay. So now, do you have to get used to the cadence of a different drummer, of a different drummer? I know we've had several drummers. So especially, Eric, I'm want to be sensitive to you being a rower. Do people drum in different cadences?
Well, you know, our first drummer was Maybelle Kagi, who was the founder of the Out of Sight Dragons. She retired 2 years ago. She's 84 now. But drummers have different cadences, but we get used to the drummer. You know, that's why we don't try to change drummers. And so since Mabel retired, we've had Robin, and we're used to her. And, yes, you get used to the cadence of the drum beat.
Okay. Now, the Out of Sight Dragons is unique.
Wait, Mr. Nate, Simon was going to add something. Go ahead, Simon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I wasn't going to ask. I just wanted to point out that most Dragon Boat crews, when they practice, they don't use a drum. The coach will be telling them what to do, and they don't have a drum. The only time they have a drum, they have to have a drum, is in an actual Dragon Boat race. And the drums in the Dragon Boat races are very big. They're like... probably about 2 feet across, 2 feet diameter, and you have a thick wooden drum. What do you call it? No, the thing you hold in your hand and you whack the drum with it, and it kind of has a very loud, deep beat. But the one Robin uses is a small sort of tambourine-sized drum for practices and with the Out of Sight Dragons, you have, they always practice with a drum because that's the only way they know what, you know, when to put their paddle into the water. And what Robin does is she follows the what's called the stroke person. So the two front paddlers are nearest to the drum, Robin at the front, they set the pace. And so whenever the stroke puts her paddle in the water, that's when Robin bangs her drum, so that all the rest of the crew have to paddle in unison. So they're actually not following, they're following the drum, but Robin is following the stroke person. And it's very important to all stay and synchronize with each other. Otherwise, the boat would rock from side to side, you know, if they're out of time.
That is great information. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I have forgot it. So let me ask this question then. And I do think so, but let me ask this question just for our listeners. So, like you said, Simon, about the strokers. So, Eric, to ask you, that means that it's strategically placed where who sits where and who's across from the other person. So strategically, their seating arrangements, I guess, depends on who's the stroker, who's the strongest, who's the, I don't want to say weakest link. They already got that show. So I guess it's important that is strategy. So it's not like everybody just get to the boat and jump in and sit where they want, though. Explain that, Eric. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes. Your people that stroke rear very, very well, you put them up in the front. Your strong paddlers you put in the middle of the boat, seat 5, seat 4, seat 6 in a 20 person boat. And so your strong paddlers paddle in the middle, and we generally put the weakest paddlers in the back of the boat. So our stroke paddlers are usually the ladies. They got good rhythm and they stroke very well. Our strong paddlers are usually in the middle. I'm always in the middle. I'm always in seat 5 in the 20 person boat, and I'm always in seat 3. In the 10-person boat. I've been paddling for 12, they're coming up on 12 years, and I'm a strong paddler, and I really enjoy it.
Well, so Eric, right now, so Mr. Eric, for right now, if Mr. Ray was to join again, he'd be sitting in the back just sort of sightseeing, looking around. Is that right?
Yes. Until you get your stroke together, yes. Most of the power will be up in the front, yes. Hey, we'll put the good paddlers in the front. You remember, I used to tell y'all, yeah, just relax until we get to the race, and then y'all help me paddle and win that race. But it was fun, and it's still big fun.
Okay, go ahead, Ms. Renee.
But now, the out-of-sight dragons is unique in that the oarsmen and the oarswomen are both sighted and blind and low vision. So, Eric, how did you become involved with out-of-sight dragons? And, Simon, I'm going to ask you the same question after he answers.
Okay, my answer is a little long, but here we go. I lost my eyesight in 2006. I started losing it in 2004, but I had an auto repair shop, and I kept trying to keep that shop going, and I didn't get to the doctor. And by the time I got to the doctor, I was already legally blind with glaucoma. So, you know, I had to retire. And so I was in the doctor's office getting my eyes checked, sat next to a lady. Her name was Denise, and she asked me, you know, what do you do for social activities as a blind person? I said, I didn't know there's anything you can do being angry or being blind. And she gave me Gloria Garrett's phone number. I called Gloria Garrett, became a member of IIB. And first person that I, after the first couple of meetings, Maybelle Kagi came to me and said she would like to start a blind dragon boat team. Of course, I told her no. I was still angry. I said, no, indeed. But anyway, she was persistent. She came back to me two more times, and I decided to join, and I've been paddling ever since. And that was in 2009. We wrote our bylaws in 2010, and we've been paddling ever since. I'm the last original member. Everybody else is gone. I'm the last original member. And like I say, maybe I'm retired. She retired 2 years ago.
Wow. And you said Denise, that one, Denise, that's not the African queen, is it? Denise, is it?
Big woman. She big woman. She's since passed away.
I know you're talking about that, Denise. Oh, okay, no. Oh, okay, well, that was good, though.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. Okay.
Yeah, you know, that Denise that passed away. She's a big lady.
Isn't that so funny?
I met her in the doctor's office, and that's how I got started.
Isn't that something you just never know? Go ahead, Ms. Renee.
Well, I want to ask Simon the same question. How did you become involved with the Out of Sight Dragons, and was it your first experiences working in the blind, low-vision community, and why dragon boat racing?
Well, I had always wanted to I'd watched dragon boaters in the Anacostia River while I was bicycling, you know, around the Anacostia River Trail. And I always thought that it would dragon boat paddling looked fun, and so anyway, every time I thought about dragon boating, it was too late. It was the end of the season, and then winter came, and nobody dragon boats in DC during the winter. However, I volunteered to take blind people for bicycle rides on tandem bicycle rides. There's an organization called the Metropolitan Washington Association of Blind Athletes, and they recruited me and trained me as a tandem captain to go on bicycle rides with a blind person at the back called a stoker. And they're called MWABA, Metropolitan Washington Association of Blind Athletes. So MWABA meet once a week on Thursday evenings. 1 week it'll be at Eastern Market, and the next week it's at Bethesda. I live quite near Eastern Market, so I only do the Eastern Market run. And we go for about an hour of bicycling along the river or wherever. Anyway, so one day the president of the out of MWABA asked if I'd volunteer to attend a go take blind people on a tandem ride at a blind sports event that she was organizing in Adams Morgan. So I said yes, and one of the people that I took for a bicycle ride was the then president of the Out of Sight Dragons, and while he was on the back of the bike, we talked about dragon boat racing, and I said great. So I immediately signed up as a volunteer, and Maybell was at the same event, and so I went through the sort of formalities of what you need to do to sign up as a volunteer, and that was at the end of 2018, so sort of September, October 2018, and then I've been, as soon as spring came, we started getting out into the water again, and I've been paddling and dragon boating since then. The Out of Sight Dragons was short of a steerer, so I learned how to steer and pass these this river safety test, and I've been steering the Out of Sight Dragons since then. And then, so we my first race was in Richmond. We took, my wife and I rented a couple of minibuses, and we took the Out of Sight Dragons down to Richmond, where we raced.
Wow.
And then since then it's just, we just got hooked, and we've been consumed by dragon boat racing ever since.
And so that's how Miss Robin, your wife got the bug, got bitten by the bug also?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Maybell, my wife's quite, you know, relatively small and doesn't weigh that much. And so you need a light person at the front of the boat. And she was also,
right.
She's a musician, and so she's got a good sense of rhythm.
Wow.
And, yeah. Maybell was getting old, and so she just sort of moved in, and Maybell was happy that she'd found someone to replace her.
Great. I like seeing couples work together. Okay, that's a major break that's coming up, and we're going to be back on the other side. But on the tandem bicycling, was a gentleman named Tawan Farmer involved in that?
Yes, absolutely. And
I've
gone on bicycle rides with him four or five times at least, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good associate of mine. Okay, okay.
You know he paddled with us for one season.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
Tawan
paddled with us for one season.
Yeah, matter of fact, he's been on the show talking about bicycle paddling. Tandem bicycle. So, okay, Ms. Renee, we into our break, and we're going to come back on the other side. Thank you, thank you.
Well, we want to thank our sponsor, Big Bad Wolf, a Primo pet store located in Northwest Washington, D.C. They carry raw, organic, and premium foods. If your dog needs it, they have it. They have store-to-door deliveries in the DMV. That's the district, Maryland, and Virginia. So give them a call at 202-747-3434. That's 202-747-3434. You are listening to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio. We're heard here every Friday at 3 o'clock p.m. And back over to Reverend Radio Ray and in the news, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
All righty, so this is good, the bad, the good, in the news, the good, the bad, the ugly issues that affect persons with disabilities and seniors, and it is brought to you by Real Time Pain Relief. On the good, I was on a conference call this week, I think it was Tuesday, with the Surgeon General of the United States. They had a disability call, and he was addressing the disability community situation when it comes to COVID. And I'm going to make this a good and a bad. The good thing is, at least the president's top official in the president's cabinet is giving us addressing it and had a call for persons with disability leaders in the disability community. And that's a good thing, because a lot of times we get short shrift. You know, I mean, we don't get that kind of attention. The second thing that's bad is that that in the disability community, less than 30% of persons with disability have gotten those shots. And then they look at right now, they say disability 3 out of the 350 or 40-some million persons in the United States, 61 million has a disability. But that's certified, okay, or recognized. But the Surgeon General said this. He said over 50% of people living in the United States have a disability. They haven't gotten to the doctors, haven't gotten the certified, and most of all have, you know, been in denial. And he said also it's probably more than that, because he said from their studies and what they see, anybody that lives anywhere past 70, they start having some physical, and he said if you don't want to call it disability, but some physical limitation. So they are really aware more and more as far as come to housing, they have to be more accessible housing. The doctors never thought that people would live over 100, so they don't even know what to do with those people. They just thought those people would not make it to 100. We have so many people that's living over 100 now. So a lot of things he shared with us. And so that was a good thing that at least we got his attention. And the other good thing is that every quarterly or monthly, they are going to have, they call it a White House disability webinar that they're going to have every month or at least quarterly, just disability community involved with what's going on. And they do have a designated disability person that represents the president's cabinet. So that is a good thing. But the bad thing is that he was really encouraging us to talk to our disability, those who are in the disability community, really, really talk to them and encourage them to get, you know, get their shots and all, because they're just so concerned that it's, you know, these things keep on taking a different a verve, and especially this new one now called Omicron, that is now here, and they don't think that'll be the last one, okay? And if you notice in your areas that, you know, that they do have schools that one or two people get it, and it's like, okay, we got to shut the school down. We certainly have experienced that here in the DMV, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. But anyway, so that is in the news, the good, the bad, the ugly issues that affect persons with disabilities and seniors. And again, it is brought to you by Real-Time Pain Relief, the best smelling, most effective, real-time relief lotion in the world. You just rub it on, and the pain is gone. Back over to you, Ms. Renee, to reintroduce our guest.
I'd be honored. What is a sport that blind and sighted athletes can compete on equal footing? Each spring, the Potomac River, located in the nation's capital, becomes the practice venue for Out of Sight Dragons, a group of blind and sighted athletes. And our guests, Eric Pfeiffer and Simon Henson-Jones, are here to tell us a little bit more about what the 2022 season holds for them. So let's start with this. How athletic do you need to be on a dragon boat team?
Okay, I can handle that a little bit. We've had people in wheelchairs.
Wow.
We've had people in wheelchairs. So that should that answer that question good enough?
So is upper body?
As long as you're not paralyzed, you can paddle.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
So we encourage anybody.
From 13 to in their 70s. So you've got a big range of athletic ability.
And Simon will give you the information on how to get in touch with us if you would like to try dragon boat racing or if you would like to try paddling. I would like to mention our president and our few of our board members, and I must speak up about Simon, but I'd like to take this time to say our president's name is Tracy Torrey. Our vice president's name is Georgia Carbus. Our secretary's name is Brindisi. What's her last name, Simon?
Chan, C-H-A-N.
That's right. That's right, Brindisi Chan. Our coach's name is Winifred Day, known as Winky. Our treasurer and manager is Simon. And Simon, we couldn't function without him. Not only does he manage our money, he manages the team, him and his wife. They are integral parts of our team. And that's pretty much the and then there's the rest of our team members. So I did want to mention their name. Simon's going to talk about how you can send us money and how you can contact us and come out and try dragon boat racing. Over the years, and I've been paddling, our bylaws was made in 2010, so I've been paddling since then in competition. I've won 11 medals, 4 of them gold, and the rest are silver and bronze. So I did want to also mention that. And so Simon also will tell you about what's involved as far as contacting us, as far as funding us, and helping us with money. I think that covers everything I need. Also, we get to travel. I've been to Florida four times, no, maybe five times. So you get to travel, and you get to compete in the, and we got a worldwide race coming up in July. So I'm going to also talk about that.
That's a perfect segue.
If I think of something else, I'll come in.
Ms. Renee, before you get into that segue, and Eric mentioning that Ms. Renee has already put in that she put into the radio show that she wants to cover that personally. So she already put in that she wanted us to send her to cover that for the radio show.
I need a travel voucher.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. All right.
Well, you know, Eric raised the idea of the World Cup crew in 22. That's your motto. Simon, tell us a little bit about where the Out of Sight Dragons have competed, and what do the World Championships in August mean for Out of Sight Dragons?
Okay, well, we usually compete anywhere that's near D.C., so we've competed in Richmond and Baltimore. And every year in D.C., they have had a Dragon Boat Festival. So this in 2022, there's going to be a D.C. Dragon Boat Festival the weekend of May the 15th. However, this...
That's a two-day festival.
Right. It's Saturday, Sunday. I believe that's the 15th, 16th. I don't have my calendar in front of me. But anyway, it's middle of May. But what's most exciting is that this year in October, we all went to Florida to compete in what's called the Club Crew National Championships. That's the U.S. National Championships. And in the two-kilometer race, the Out of Sight Dragons won a gold medal. We were the first Paradragon team in a small boat to win that race, and as a result of that, we won a berth to next year's Dragon Boat World Championships, where this is in Sarasota, Florida, so we're going to be having to find money to fly everyone to Florida and find a hotel to put them up in for a week. And there'll be competing teams coming in from China, Hong Kong, France, Canada, Germany, England, all coming to Sarasota, and there'll be other blind and paradragon teams coming from around the world to compete in Sarasota. There's a beautiful water park there called Nathan Benderson Park, which is specially designed for boat races, and so we'll spend a week there. It's from July 22nd to 25th, we'll probably try to get there a couple of days earlier to practice before the actual event. And so it's very exciting. And there'll be 5 days of Dragon Boat racing. You know, one day it will be all the different countries competing for the 200-meter race, and the next day 300-meter. And toward the end of the week, we'll do the longer races, like 2-kilometer race, which are really exciting. And, so that's what we're looking forward to. We have a GoFundMe at the moment to try and raise money to pay for accommodation and airfares for our blind and visually impaired team to go to Florida. I think we'll probably need about $20,000 to pay for airfares, hotels, and coaching. We have a coach from the Philippine national. He used to be on the Philippine national team, and his mother's blind. He's going to be coming to D.C. to train the Out of Sight Dragons in May, so we'll be more prepared for the racing in July. So, yeah, we've got a lot of exciting things coming up.
Well, here again, the out of sight dragons are poised to go to the world championship. And as we like to say, competition is free, but getting there requires financial resources. So if you could tell our listeners, you mentioned the GoFundMe page, but if they didn't get all that down, we will post it on our website as well as this interview. So supporters can send a tax deductible donations through PayPal, but how can they reach Out of Sight Dragons to get more information?
We have a Facebook page. Basically, the easiest way, I think, is if you Google Out of Sight Dragons, and then Google will direct you to the Out of Sight Dragon Facebook page and website. And then from there, there are all the instructions on how you could send money to us, whether it's by PayPal or sending a check. And there's the GoFundMe reference number with a link to our GoFundMe site. And if you actually Google GoFundMe, when you get taken to the GoFundMe website, there's a place where you can put in the name of all the different entities that are trying to raise money on GoFundMe. If you type in Out of Sight Dragons on the place where to do a search, the Out of Sight Dragon GoFundMe page will come up, and it tells you all about what the Out of Sight Dragons are doing to raise money for this world championship in 2022. So that's about it.
Wow. Well, one of the things that we're going to do, we have a production team called Razor Edge Production. We do a TV show, and the TV show is called Disability Awareness. So what we're going to do is those 2 days that you all are going to be in May, we're going to get with you, Simon, and we're going to do a half an hour show on you all and help use that as a marketing tool to raise money. But I'm going to talk to my our host and produce the show, and we're going to come down and film you all and put together a half an hour show and do that. Is that something that you all would be interested in doing to get more exposure?
That would be
fantastic.
Great. Yes, it
okay,
would.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to do that. I'm going to talk to our production team, and we're going to do that. So you're listening to Sight and Vision Disability Senior Talk Radio Show, and we'll be back on the other side to close out with our very special guest. And I'm telling you, Ms. Renee, it just brings back memories. I mean, I can just remember when my muscle was bulging and I was bending over and, you know, and now I'm bending
that
over and nothing bulged. All right, Ms. Renee. Ms. Renee. You just have to remember my rowing style. You know what I mean? Okay. All right. So we're going to bump off.
Simon, yeah. They participated in the race. They were talent.
right.
That's
all
great.
Right, Mr. Blake.
You are listening.
Take a look.
We've totally lost control of this interview. You are listening to Titan Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio. We are heard here every Friday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Back over to our host who has bulging muscles in his heart, if not in his arms, Reverend Radio Ray Razor.
Let me say congratulations again to Out of Sight Dragon Boat. And, you know, and it's just such an honor and a pleasure to be able to say that something that becomes successful like this, that you've been a part of it. And, I mean, and Eric, I don't know if you remember what we got the last time or the first time that we came in second place and we were down at the festival, and we still have our little dragon boat necklace with the little boat on it. We have that in the window of our car. So we kept that.
Hey, I got mine on my cane.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
And that was fun. So we really going to look forward to our camera crew coming down in May. That's going to be something we're really going to look forward to. But, Eric, then you, of the originals, of the charter members, now are you, how long you think you still going to be doing this?
I had decided that I was going to retire when I turned 70, but I'm feeling pretty good right now. I don't think I'm going to do it. I'll be 70 in March coming up, but I think I'm going to keep on paddling.
When you said your birthday, my clock went to March the 18th. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
March the 18th, okay. All right. Well, you know, this is off the subject. But Eric, from what I know, his lineage lives a long time because Eric's father in his 90s, and they just had to wrestle away from him his driver's license. Is that right, Eric?
No, he won't give it up. He still got that car down there.
That's what I'm saying. He's
trying to give it up.
Him.
And he's 91. He's 91.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we long winded. So I guess I'm going to hang on in there.
Right. All righty. So, Ms. Renee, a couple more closing questions before we bid these gentlemen a happy holiday and all that kind of jazz.
Well, you know, you've mentioned so many great people, and I hope when we do the television show, we'll be able to get the trainers on there and all these unsung heroes and heroines that you mentioned, Eric. But I want to talk a little bit about the year-round training. You don't just get in the water in the spring and get ready, especially for a world competition in August, July in Sarasota. What kind of training does it take for the entire year? Now, Simon, you mentioned that you bicycle, so we've got your lower half all strengthened up and everything. But where do you train during the winter, and how do you train?
Simon, they just did a rock climb. They got a gym they've been going to. So Simon can tell you about it.
Yeah, we have two very good coaches, and they encourage us to go to gyms, and then there's a lady called Ann Becker, who's an assistant coach. She runs, she has us going through a workout on a Zoom call. So she runs this Zoom call. We tune in to Zoom, and then for about an hour, she'll run us through different workout exercises.
We do that every week.
Right.
Every week. Okay.
She also helped organize a rock climbing. There's a rock climbing club in Arlington, and where there's a huge building where they have indoor rock climbing, and so
wow.
we all went rock climbing one evening, and she's also organizing for us to go out to a gym in Vienna, Virginia. A CrossFit gym, which is inviting us to spend an evening learning what CrossFit workouts are like. So yeah, we try and do a lot of different things.
Hmm. But you know what?
Let me mention one other thing, Renee. The people. I love the competition, and you know the exercise. And it keeps me nice and healthy. But the second next thing that I enjoy about the Dragon Boat Racing is the people. Simon and his wife, the volunteers, my teammates that are blind, some of the finest people in the world. I really enjoy being around these people. Okay, go ahead.
That's a great note because you're right.
Yeah.
Every time I think about the Dragon Boat, it brings a smile to me because I remember that I retired because I have a bad back and I could no longer continue. But you're right, Eric. It's the people that makes the difference. Go ahead, Reverend.
Yeah. And And like Eric Hill, I mean, we have kept relationships with the folks like Joel Sam, I mean, like Sam Joel, I mean, that he's the vice, he's the president of the Virginia American Council of the Blind, and I still have a relationship. So, you know, so different people, and Ram Deasy, Van Deasy, she worked for my boss, Mr. Hawkins, who's a councilman. They used to work together. So, you know, so you keep a relationship with all these folks, and you're right, Eric.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're really good people.
Absolutely.
So we looking forward to reconnect. And I am recently been voted the president of the D.C. Council of the Blind, where Orr Miller, Freddie P. Cole, and Sarah Presley, and what's the other Sandra Serm, and Sarah Sam. And so we are going now, since I'm the president, we are going to give back. We are going to, sponsor and do something, because a number of our folks have been part of that, and I don't think we've done our part, but we are. Now, since I'm the president, I can take the hammer and bang it on them. So I make a commitment here that we're going to. But as the D.C. Council of the Blind, we are going to become sponsors and do what we can do to help. All righty, so we're going to wrap this up, and this has been great, long, long overdue. But like I say, we at the radio show and our TV show will be more involved, and as I say, from the D.C. Council of the Blind, we will have one of y'all come to one of our monthly meetings, and Eric has become a member of the D.C. Council of the Blind, and we will have you all come up and talk about Dragon Boat, and we will sponsor some kind of way. I don't know, by uniforms, by whatever, but we're going to do something major. So thanks again.
Thank you,
Simon or Eric, y'all just want to give some last remarks.
I just want to thank you, man. Thank you for calling me. Thank you for thinking about me, and thank you for including us on this great station here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah, the same here. No, it's a great opportunity to be able to tell people what we're up to and what an exciting challenge we've got ahead of us.
All right. And we look forward to meeting Miss Robin. We really, really do. So, all righty. So, Miss Renee, any closing remarks before I close it out with my thing?
No, I'm going to let you close it out, sir.
All right, so our time is up. We thank you for your time. Until the next time, this is Reverend Ray, and I like to say, I might not have sight, but I can have vision, vision, vision. God bless and be blessed. Happy holidays.
You've been listening to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio. Have an idea for a show? Contact us in all the usual ways. Email us at snvradioshow, those are at gmail.com. The letters SNV is in victory, radioshow@gmail.com. Or give us a call at 301-377-6468. That's 301-377-6468. Want to listen to this show again or to a past show? Type in the address bar, disability1radio.com. That's disability1.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you here next Friday.